Katrick and McGinnis on tap here on a Tech Tuesday. Glad to have you with us here. Joining us right now from out in Scottsdale, Arizona, one of my favorite places on the planet, is Brian Hepler. Brian, I have seen that you have an infomercial for what it is you're doing, but I have not heard the word, and if I say it, I'm going to say it wrong, so I'm going to let you say it. Tell everybody what it is you're doing.
Tathata Golf.
All right. Tathata Golf, John. There it is. Tathata.
Yep. Is that a made-up word? Tell us what Tathata is.
The word itself you can find in Sanskrit, so I always like to say the word's been around.
Oh, in Sanskrit. I'm sorry, I overlooked that.
2,500 years, the word itself means suchness, a sense of, not a sense of arrogant all-knowing or a lack of willingness to continue to learn, but a sense of all-knowing where you're at so that you can, in a sense, look out in front and create or move at a rapid new pace. So it's from a tradition would be deep within a martial art. It has a sense of tathata or suchness, so we added tathata golf to it so that every golfer or instructor could come together and have a sense of their own suchness, not Brian Hepler's theory or Brian Hepler's new system, but a suchness of what's always been there, or how the body's always moved, how the mind's always created new outcomes.
Wow.
Yeah. you got me there.
All right.
That is not at all what I was expecting when we started this interview. I mean, we've had you on before, but that just went from the golf instructor to metaphysical golf instruction, transcendental golf instruction. That's something we haven't heard. Tell us more.
Right. Yeah, what we've created is, and I've been 48 years old and looking at this lifetime and looking at how I learned other sports, to kick a soccer ball or to hit a forehanded tennis or to shoot a jump shot, or how I learned in the practices and the disciplines and the mental states, if you will, from a martial art perspective. And all these disciplines, I saw that there was a pathway, there was a reverence, there was a place that a student could go to learn how to stand on a soccer field, learn how to kick the ball high or low or hook it or fade it as a soccer ball, in a sense, to create shapes and trajectory so that the young child kicking the ball could embody what they know is true. They could still validate, though, that that's what Pele did when he kicked the soccer ball. And so what I looked at is, wait a minute. Deep within the game of golf, there isn't a curriculum, there isn't a pathway, there isn't a way that someone can step by step not validate a new system, but validate who they are, as well as then learn a pathway to actually get better, actually stand not still over a golf ball, but stand alive over it, but it looks like you're still, and be in a place where you're spontaneous and reactionary and athletic so that your own greatness, whatever level that is, can come out and then can repeat in a rapid new way.
Our guest is Brian Hepler. TathataGolf.com is the website. You don't have to be able to say it. Just spell it.
You're right.
So what are we going to learn? Is this something, I mean, it sounds like it's for, as much for instructors and for folks that are trying to teach this game in every single way as it is for folks trying to learn it. If I came out and visited you in Scottsdale, what are we starting with?
Right. We start with the 60-day training program, and that is housed within tathatagolf.com. You have two versions there. You have a streaming version that's a very unique, interactive learning environment. We created an experience of learning that is like you turn pages of a book, and you have learning on each day, in a sense, and then you have chapter support and some unique video, some unique written content, but a way that you learn strategically how you would learn a martial arts. And then to supplement that, we have the training module itself as a DVD or hard pack. And even tour pros that we work with that come will have a consultation and they start right in the 60-day program. And or we'll class players all the way down to juniors or beginners still start at the same place, because it's the idea that before we learn algebra, we want to learn pre-algebra, or before that, we want to learn how to add and subtract. And it isn't that we want to start at zero, but it's the sense of, wow, could we learn how to move the body first, how to move the hands and arms second, add pressure, the vitality of it third. Could we then learn how to create speed and strength and trajectory and shape from there once we're safe to do it? And so it's broken down in a way that we're seeing beginners that have barely played the game of golf, but in days breaking 100, doing things they've never done before on the golf course. And then all along, you're learning from a mental training perspective or a neurolinguistic programming perspective. You're learning the symmetry or the word choice or the thought choice so that when you're standing over a shot, you expect something incredible to happen out in front. So all through the program, we're bringing the mind and the body together. But not to ramble any further, you're also being validated in a learning phase. What that means is a simple test on video, as well as you're going to train alongside the greatest players in the history of the game and greatest athletes. So you get to look at it and go, who cares what Brian Hepler says or this weird name Tabata? But you get to look inside the program and go, wait a minute. This is how Pele moved to kick a soccer ball. This is how Roger Federer hit the forehand. Wait a minute. This is how in the 1920s of Bobby Jones, in the 30s, 40s, 50s, you start to look at where's a Byron Nelson or Ben Hogan or where Arnold Palmer moved this way or Babe Zaharias or Patty Berg or Louise Suggs. And you start to look at the commonalities that, as Gary McCord and Brandel Chambly like to talk about, that got missed. Just the simple movements that got missed in golf instruction. And we're just not coming up with something new, just showing the consumer, the golfer, what got missed in a simple way to validate their own learning.
It sounds to me, I'm not as familiar with this as I could be, I guess, or as I will be after this question. There's a couple of different types of people. There's the kid that takes the toaster apart to figure out how it works, and then there's the kid who just wants the toast to be done so that he can put what he wants on it. Yep. I tended to be the second type, and I'm not so sure I want to know all that stuff and try to think about it during a golf swing. How do you deal with that type of
Right. And so what we look at is, how do we create, to take someone from in Qigong, let's say, learning a martial art and then going to a black belt or a second degree or third degree or fourth degree or fifth degree, but how do we do that in a factual way, as well as how do we just simply let someone enjoy martial arts in a simple way? And I agree with you. There are people that need to hear, so we design the program in a way that you can hear it from a laydown perspective, from absorb it from a mental training perspective. There are people that need to hear it and visually absorb it. So we created an experience where that learner can just absorb it and go, wait a minute, this is easy and simple. I get it. This is how the body moves. And there's the analytical type that just aspire and love someone from the past in the sense of Mack O'Grady experience, and then look at how to put all the pieces together. So I won't say we hit every demographic, but we did create a way that does answer enough of the questions for the people that are analytical, but enough of the visual experience so it keeps it really simple and fresh. But I will say, at the end of the day, once and for all, if we learn how to drive a car, meaning where our foot is on the gas and the brake, and all the people listening to it can probably relate to the fact that if I'm driving a car, I know where my hands are in the steering wheel, and I know where my foot goes from gas and brake, and I know it enough so that I never look at my foot again. And so that's the intention, is could we quiet the noise enough? And I totally agree with you that from a never taking a golf lesson perspective, or how many lessons have people, we have people in 42 countries now going through the training program, and we get email after email talking about how I've taken so many golf lessons, and nothing wrong with golf lessons. It just, in some ways, has made it difficult to learn. And what we wanted to do is create a way to make it simpler or easier, even for someone, to your point, that just wants to look at it and get it and go play right now. So it has enough of that in there, I think, that doesn't lose the people along the way.
Brian, speaking of losing people along the way, you've got Gary McCord involved in this program. He's going to bring you some folks, but he's going to lose some folks as well. How much of this did you get from him, and how much of this is he soaking up from you? Because he is fascinating to chat with.
He is phenomenal. I'll share with you that Gary McCord, behind closed doors, is one of the most learned gentlemen in golf instruction or golf mechanics, let's just say. But the delivery is vibrant and unique and childlike. But Gary came to me based on some other folks that he knew that had seen changes in their life and changes in their golf swing back in 2010. He asked me many, many, many questions. It was about 2 hours long of questions of, from a mental training perspective, he wanted to validate if I would misstep. From a learning curriculum perspective, if I would misstep based on his knowledge of what he likes to call as the tree of learning that I've come from. And so at one moment after a couple hours, he sat down and he wrote a check for $800. And his pal said, cash that right now. And he signed up for a few golf lessons. And we've been friends ever since. I would share with you that he came as a student, and he's still a student today and a learner. And he came to validate the truth in it. And it's still amazing to me, without Gary McCord and others of Gary's stature, in a sense, this would not be possible. There's no way that we could bring this forward, that we could have. I still am honored that they would associate their incredible strength and brand with our brand and with a living, breathing person that there's a lot of responsibility and a lot of care that's gone into the product, the development, the 30 years of development, the 5 years of testing within the industry to make sure that it doesn't hurt Gary. If he's to promote something, that it's real, that it isn't just a quick product that someone can buy and we try to make some money off of. I hold it dear to my heart that he's one of a huge supporter, and I'm honored every time he shows up on the property.
Brian, we appreciate your time. The website is tathatagolf.com. T-A-T-H-A-T-A.
That was, I appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's sure. It's fascinating, and we'd love to know more. We just don't have time to learn more. We need all 60 days.
And a couple of bottles of wine, I think.
Yeah. Man, that's great. That's Brian Hepler, and that's a heck of a story right there, out there in Scottsdale. If we get hooked up and get out to Scottsdale the first of the year, like has been talked about, maybe we'll go see what he's doing out there.
Okay.
That'll be one of the 60
I'm just
days.
Amazed that he got a check out of McCord.
Did he cash it?